Join us for tonight's edition of Straight Talk. And now your host, Art Levine.
Good evening and welcome to Straight Talk. We have a great show for you tonight. Our focus this evening is on the Long Beach Police Department. We have two top experts in the field. First, Administration Bureau Chief Braden Phillips. Welcome back to Straight Talk.
Thank you, Art. Pleasure to be here.
We're going to discuss initially the budget. That's your bailiwick. Our general fund here in Long Beach is a little over $400 million, and the Long Beach Police Department budget is 48% of that. A big, big chunk of the general fund goes for police, and of course, no more important subject and responsibility of government than public safety.
That's we certainly agree on that one. The magnitude of our budget is predominantly in personnel. We have 1,020 budgeted positions for sworn police officers and 462 positions for civilians. About 88% of our budget is related to personnel costs, salaries, benefits, workers' compensation, and overtime.
And we know that the city is facing a tough budget year. It's crunch time. And you can't really get the savings that are estimated to be $20 to $30 million that we have to cut without looking at public safety, police, and fire, because fire is about 20% of the budget. You're 50%. That's 70%. If the savings all come from elsewhere, we decimate parks and we decimate other departments. So police and fire are going to have to find some way to contribute to the necessary cost cutting. And how do you see that going?
Well, I think it's going to be a challenge. First of all, the mayor and city council have been clear that everything's on the table this year. We are into our seventh year of budget reductions for the city. And the police department, like all the other city departments, has been making reductions for each of those years. For example, we've eliminated over 120 civilian positions, which is almost 20% of our civilian force from when we started. We'll continue to look over the next couple of months for the savings that each department is going to have to bring to the table to help the city reduce the deficit.
So your budget these last few years has actually been going down, even as the number of sworn officers has been going up?
The budget has actually increased. Within the budget, we have made reductions, but we've also had pay raises for the sworn officers, and we've added officers, primarily in the Homeland Security arena. We had a contract with Long Beach City College to provide both security and law enforcement protection on the campus, and that added about 20 civilian positions. So we've had both give and take in the budget. The budget has actually increased each year, but within those increases, we've also had to make reductions to our staff and our programs.
Okay, it's always a little baffling to me how these things work. I do know that one area that needs to be addressed is pensions, and as some of our regular viewers may know, our guest last week was John Morlach, Orange County Supervisor, who's long been an advocate for the need for pension reform and, in fact, was formerly Orange County Treasurer and predicted the largest municipal bankruptcy in history when he ran for Treasurer and no one listened, and then it came to pass. But pensions are a very important component of costs, and what to do about pensions?
Well, I think that's a difficult question to answer. As I've said before, everything's on the table this year, and I think that there are ongoing discussions to look at potential solutions that may involve pension contributions. I saw the show with Mr. Morlach, and I think his Measure J or Proposition J that he had put on the ballot is something that our city council has embraced as well.
Proposition J requires a vote of the people before any county officials get pension increases.
Well, and the point that I was going to make is our city council has made the mandate that any initiative that comes forward from staff has to be considered for life cycle costs. We can't just look at a one-year funding of an ongoing program. So any additional pay raises would have to be considered in terms of their life cycle cost.
Well, the pension increases that were granted by the Long Beach City Council several years ago, which I strongly objected to, a 30% increase in pensions, of course, at the time the PERS fund was superfunded, was a huge mistake, and we're still paying for it. So we don't want to repeat that kind of mistake again. So everything's on the table, and the police will do their part in bringing the budget into balance, I trust.
Yes, we will. The city manager has laid out a blueprint for all of his departments to look at everything we do, to define those things that we do that are core services and emphasize those areas. And where we have non-core services or duplication of effort between departments, we'll look at reducing those areas of service to save money.
Very good. Well, there is some good news to tell, and that's the crime statistics. And joining us in the next segment, Commander will give us the very favorable crime statistics here in Long Beach. Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.